does the running ability to real prior concern you in this game?
It's obviously a major concern, you know, because he's a Terrell's a really good football player. Number one, he's playing the quarterback position very well. You know, he's right at around 68% completion. He's doing a great job taking care of the football, you know, from security standpoint. And you know, anytime you add that other dimension, you know, where you can extend a play, escape out of the pocket. And the thing that he's doing a great job of is he's escaping and extending the play to throw the ball. You know, that's where he's making a lot of plays. And obviously he can take it and run upfield any moment he desires to run, because he's one of these elite speed guys. I mean, he's a long strider, and you don't appreciate really how fast he's running until he goes by you, you know, and then you realize, oh, that's the trouble, you know. So, but it's a definite concern, and I think everybody that plays him, you know, is thinking the same thing. We got to find a way to keep this guy in the pocket, but rush him. You know, you don't want anybody just standing back there a long time. So, you know, that's a real challenge to our upfront guys, and it's going to be at some point a challenge for the back end guys, because the play, like we say, there's the play, and then there's a play within the play. And that's when we got to do a great job plastering our receivers, not you know, relaxing for a second, thinking he's down. And we got to do a great job downfield with him. So that is going to take a team effort. And, you know, guys like him, you never relax till that official grabs the ball, you know, to be honest.
Have they incorporated actual running plays? They have quarterback draw.
They're doing they have specific runs for him, you know, just blocked up runs where they do it. And of course, and then they're also in the, you know, they're in that zone read family as well. So he's getting his opportunities there. And you know, he did obviously that some in college at Ohio State, so he's familiar with that. And he does a really good job on it. And like I said, it's a big, fast man that's coming around that corner, and it's going to demand us to do a great job on him.
Can you quickly evaluate how you guys have fared against quarterbacks who are scrambling at you this year?
You know, we obviously had a couple last week we weren't excited about. You know, we got I mean, one play that the Fitzpatrick made on us last week was just a great play. I mean, we had him almost to the ground, and actually you know, the running back had cut the linebacker and got up, and just as he was getting off the ground, he flipped him the ball. So that was a great play by him. But he broke out on a couple scrambles, and you know, you have to take some of it. You don't like to take very much of it, but like I say, you don't want to get in a position where you're afraid to rush. You know, you need to pressure these guys, and it's not always sacks. You know, pressure isn't always related to that. You know, we use the word affect. You know, we want to affect the quarterback, and you can affect the quarterback in a lot of ways. And sometimes it's pushing that thing where he knows it's going to be relentless. It's going to keep coming, and if he gets out once in a while, he gets out, and we just have to limit those opportunities.
Coach Allen said yesterday he's hopeful that Darren McFadden will play. How much of a challenge is that for you guys if there's not just one but two guys back there who have that big play ability?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we're assuming practicing like McFadden is playing, and you know, he's in that same category. He has elite speed. He's a big man. You know, I've had, I guess, the chance to play against him in the past, and he can be over quickly. You know, I mean, he can make the house call on you, and he's a very versatile guy. You know, he adds some of the wildcat stuff to the mix, and he's throwing the ball, and you know, he's a really good football player. So that just makes the job much more tougher. You know, I don't honestly think their system would change whether he played or not. I think they're going to run it and do what they do, because the system is getting, directed towards the quarterback. You know, what he does well, and which it should be. And so, you know, we got to deal with all those things. It makes it obviously a little more challenging.
Bob, do you know if Justin Houston's going to practice this afternoon?
I don't know that for sure. You know, they haven't given us the update medical yet, so we'll wait and see. Hopefully he can, but, you know, whatever the guidance is from, you know, higher headquarters, you know, we obviously are going to follow there, and, you know, want to get him back 100%. That's our big concern right now.
In case he doesn't play, what kind of player is Frank Zonta?
A very good player. You know, he's played in the past, and, you know, at Green Bay. He's done a good job here for us, you know, in the preseason, and you know, we're very comfortable with him. He's got really good knowledge of the defense. He's a sharp guy, plays high level of intensity. So, you know, we feel like he can go in there and you know, play, and you know, we're going to be okay then in that regards.
It seemed like he showed some pretty good pass rush skills.
He has. I mean, he's a versatile guy. You know, he's pretty smooth in coverage, and you know, he's an intense football player. You know, he brings a lot of energy. I'm sure he would, you know, love the opportunity. And I think if he was out there, you know, we're not doing anything less if he walks out there. I can say it like that. You know, we're very comfortable with him.